obviously on the short 10 minutes, it changes the whole
perspective of the tie. And we planned for if we scored the first goal, that we'd then try and sit back a little bit deeper and hit them on the break, and that's what we ended up doing. They were very direct. They changed the system and played a lopsided 4-3-3, if you like. And you know, in the second half, we matched them up, and you know, obviously the onus on them was to score. So we just tried to see the game out. Unfortunately for us, we did.
Pleasing, they never really opened us up at all in the second half.
No, I thought we defended really, really well. I don't think we played particularly well, but it's one of those games that we're going to see more of in the forthcoming season. You know, there's going to be games like that, particularly away from home, where you're going to have to dig in and man up and match up and win individual battles, and I thought we won enough tonight.
If you played the first-round team, and so did you weren't tempted to, with the game on Friday night, to maybe rest two or three?
No, it's a prestigious competition. Linfield are a wonderful side, and you know, we wouldn't be naive enough to rest one or two against a team like Linfield, because if we'd have got our pants pulled down tonight, then we'd have looked like idiots. So it was important that we went as strong as we possibly could, and matched them up. And I'm pleased that they brought down the team like they did, and you know, it was a decent spectacle.
Did the lack of ball that you had in the second half concern you?
No, because although we were without the ball, they didn't particularly cause us any problems. You know, we were just hoping they'd overplay, get sloppy, and we could hit them on the break again. And that was the game plan. That was what we were hoping to do. It didn't materialise too much second half, but like I said, Peter Cherry didn't have an awful lot of things to do in second half. So, you know, where they did have the ball and possession of the ball were in areas that weren't particularly causing us too many problems.
In fairness, it worked well in the first half, like, didn't it? You know?
Yeah, well, you know, once the goal went in, it just changes the whole outlook of the game. You know, it's the pressure's on them. It puts them on the back foot a little bit, and you know, we plan then to defend a little bit, maybe 5 or 10 yards deeper, and just to see if we could hit them on the break.
What can you expect from Glentoran?
Another tough game. They play slightly differently. I've seen Glentoran once actually against Linfield, but I didn't pay an awful lot of attention to it because obviously I was close in Linfield at the time. So we'll go and see them this week. They play tomorrow and they play Saturday. So we'll have a good look at them in the meantime. And we've got another massive game in between that one. So we'll concentrate for now on Shamrock Rovers, and then over the weekend we'll switch our attention to Glentoran.
What were you thinking? I know you were over Friday, but what were you thinking for the first leg? It seems as though it is coming so quick after Friday.
Yeah, we'll have to see how we, you know, what we're like at the end of the game on Friday. We'll have to take stock and see how players have coped with the two games in 5 days, and whether they can play the three and seven. Without Ross Gaynor for the first leg after his second caution tonight, so there's an enforced change there. We'll have to see what we're like bodies wise. Obviously Friday night's going to take an awful lot of other players. We know that, because Shamrock Rovers are a wonderful side. So we'll take stock Saturday and Sunday, see how we are, and then we'll make a decision on that for Monday night.
Any action tonight, really?
Just tired bodies, really. You know, I think what stood out for me at times tonight was Linfield.